If you had one on your foot, it would be a
boil.
And when it opens, the stuff that drains out of it is.
Yeah. pus, I guess.
If it gets large, you would say it's
infected.
And if it's not infected, it probably won't.
Burst.
Maybe if your foot were infected, it might get larger. It might. You might say it has
swollen.
When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is
water, isn't it?
If somebody got shot or stabbed, you'd say you got a doctor to look at the
wound.
What's the kind of flesh that would grow in a wound?
Scab.
Do you remember a proud flesh?
Proud flesh?
Mm-hmm.
Not really. No.
What would you put on your finger if you cut it?
A Band-Aid.
And a kind of medication would be?
Salve.
And
ointment.
An antiseptic would be? Might be red.
Methylate, whatever it's called.
It might be a small bottle of
iodine.
What kind of pills would you take for fever?
Aspirin.
For malaria, you might take.
Malaria. Salt pills? No. Is that right? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What about the tonic that you might use for gin and tonic?
Tonic water?
Uh-huh. Or there's a kind of quinine?
Oh, quinine water, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The doctor did everything he could, but he
failed, or?
And you might say the patient
died.
Would there be other ways of saying
that? Deceased or passed on.
Say, so she's been living all alone ever since her husband
died.
I'm glad that old Skin Flint finally
died.
Or If you were just joking and were saying something derogatory, you'd say, I'm glad that old Skin Flint finally. Something kind of crude, you might say, I'm glad he.
Oh, kick the bucket.
I don't know what he died
of.
What's the place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
And a small one would be called a
graveyard.
What about one around the church?
Cemetery. I think it'd still be called a cemetery.
What would you call the box that people are buried in?
Casket.
And the ceremony of the funeral is called it.
A funeral? Or an interment?